To say France has been suffering a rough patch these past several months would be an understatement. 9,000 cars torched in last fall's riots, universities closed for weeks by student demonstrators, President Jacques Chirac's approval rating barely above 20%, youth unemployment between 20 and 40%, and of course, France lost the 2012 Summer Olympics to the dastardly British. But then, a glimmer of hope. The great Zinedine Zidane announced he was coming back from retirement to lead the French national soccer team, the Blues, in the World Cup. Frank Browning has the story.
This Thursday's Parisien newspaper put it all on the cover. The Blues, the great doubt. The photo below showed an anxious Blues coach and the star, Zidane, his head turned down, anxiety creasing his face.
First things first, he is the best player of his generation.
That's Charlie Parker, a lifelong amateur football player who left Britain for France almost 40 years ago and is something of a football sage. In these troubled times, Charlie Parker says, football is not just football, and Zidane is not just a great football player. He grew up in a grisly Algerian neighborhood of Marseille and made himself an international success.
What it is about Zidane is that whites, blacks, and people of Maghrebian or Arab origin, everybody loves him. He manages to make everybody come together.
Zidane is universally credited as a soccer genius, a playmaker with extraordinary vision on the field. His peak came in 1998 when he led the national team, the Blues, to World Cup championship. Pique, a well-known French cartoonist, says Zidane could have been elected emperor back then.
Yeah, after the World Cup, it was so much a unity that it seems that every French could work together, even if you're black or Arab. There was no more racism.
For a moment, all the problems of unemployment and housing and drugs and suburban violence seemed to fade away. The great sports hero made everyone believe that an Arab guy, albeit a non-religious guy, could be as French as anybody else. It didn't even hurt that Zidane was always under attack by Islamic fundamentalists for not being a devout Muslim. He had become a rich man through his own talent, shy, modest, and still married to his original wife. He gave millions to fight poverty and disease and formed a kids' clothing chain with Z shops all over France. But the Zidane hype, Pick says, proved all to be an illusion.
Zidane was shown as pretext to, look, we love Arabs. There was the picture of Zidane on the Sacré-Cœur with Zidane president. It was like marketing. For me, it was an horrifying joke.
The real problems, including a jobless rate among young Arab men, sometimes topping 60%, continued to worsen. The first big sign of the burbling rage in the Arab ghettos surfaced at a France-Algeria friendship exhibition match in October 2001, about a month after 9/11. The French national anthem, La Marseillaise, had just begun when the Algerian spectators started whistling and booing, many of them chanting, Bin Laden, Bin Laden, Bin Laden. At the time, Théo Recoul was a 14-year-old student who became very upset. For Théo and a lot of hopeful kids, football in general, and Zidane in particular, showed the way toward reconciliation between Arabs and native French.
Zidane represents so much thing for us. He is Algerian, but he thinks like French guy because he is French guy. And he loves to be French guy. Because today, he is in the World Cup. First, he was not there. In 2004, he said, I stop here. That's the end of my career. And then when he see that the French team were so bad, he said, okay, I come back. I'm going to help you. We're going to be there. And what he say? We are there. So that's a bit like a messiah for us.
On France's first game against Switzerland Wednesday, Zidane did not manage to lead his people out of the wilderness. The two teams reached a 0-0 draw. But France being populated by French people, Zidane and soccer are not just about a player and a game. Everything here is theorized, analyzed, and deconstructed. Philosophers, psychoanalysts, and political theorists opine daily on Zidane and the future of France, football, and the fate of man. A current hot seller in the bookstalls is called a passionate dictionary of football, an A to Z encyclopedia of football and its psychic meanings, from which a few translated entries.
A for anal. If capitalism constitutes one of the great metaphoric expressions of the anal character, in the Freudian sense, football would be the nerve center of anal compulsion. C for castration. The reverse of a phallocentric universe dominated by male values, castration never ceases to threaten football players.
The final entry in the Z's is, of course, devoted to Zidane. Z, a magical letter composed of two strong parallel lines, united by a diagonal bond linking opposites, high and low, heaven and earth, left and right, front and rear. If the French Blues have any shot at this year's World Cup, it's likely Zidane will have to draw on all the magic his name can command and all the goodwill his genius can inspire. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.